Step 6. Actively participate in and monitor your care and services. The best way to achieve quality care and services is for you and your provider to come together as a team. Your provider brings skills, healthcare knowledge, and expertise to the team, while your expertise is you. No one knows more about you than you, and no one cares more. By getting involved in your own care, you can help ensure quality. Here are the steps you can take. Know the full range of care, services, and supports that you are eligible for. Ask for a written description of all the services you are entitled to. Learn about your medical condition if appropriate. Educate yourself about the symptoms of your condition, its treatment or management, and its progression over time if appropriate. The more you know, the better equipped you are to ask questions and shape your care. Learn what you have the right to expect. It is critical that you know your provider's responsibilities. You can find out a provider's obligations by reading the regulations if the provider is a center, agency, home, or facility that is state-licensed or Medicaid and/or Medicare certified, or by reviewing the contract or agreement you signed at the start of the services or at the time of admission. Learn what your rights are. You can't exercise your rights if you don't know what they are. Ask your provider for a copy of your rights. Create a circle of support. A circle of support is a group of family members, friends, and/or other people you trust who provide assistance, guidance, relationships, safety, and community to you. Members of your circle of support can assist you in advocating for the care and services you want, suggest steps you might take to relating to your care, serve as a sounding board, and provide encouragement. Provide information about yourself to your providers. The more your providers know about you, the better the job they can do of giving you care and services in a way that meets your needs and respects what is important to you. Make sure to tell them how you like care to be done, when you want your care and services provided, your routines, preferences, likes, and dislikes. Consider putting this information in writing, giving a copy to your provider, and keeping a copy where you can easily access it. Participate in developing your care, service, or support plan. With a few exceptions, you will have a care plan, service plan, or support plan wherever and however you receive care and services. In general, such a plan outlines your goals, your abilities and needs, what care, services, and supports will be provided to meet those needs, and maintain to or further develop those abilities in a way that supports your normal routines, choices and preferences, and who will provide the care and services. If the development of a plan is not required by regulation, you should consider creating one with your provider anyway. It is always helpful to be clear about exactly what services will be provided to meet your needs and goals. The plan will be reviewed on a regular basis, or if there's a major change in your condition, ask your provider how frequently the plan will be reconsidered. Ask for the same aids or attendants every time you receive care and services, again called consistent assignment. When the same people assist you on an ongoing basis, they become familiar with your needs, preferences, and how you like things done. This results in better care and services for you. It also helps you and your aide or attendant develop a solid relationship, which makes both of you feel more satisfied. Get to know your aides or attendants and treat them with respect and appreciation. Just as your aides and attendants will try to get to know you, you should make an effort to get to know them as well. Show them you're interested in and care about who they are as people and their lives. Be polite, respectful, and considerate, and show appreciation. Know what care and services you are supposed to receive according to your care, service, or support plan. The only way to ensure you get all the care and services stated in your plan is to know exactly what your plan says. Getting a copy of your most recent plan allows you to do this. In addition, know what medications you need to take and when and what they look like. This helps prevent medication errors. Communicate effectively. Ask questions if something is unclear. State what you mean clearly, politely, respectfully, and in a language that is free of blame and judgment. How you communicate is just as important as what you communicate. Make sure to thank staff when a problem has been addressed or when good care has been provided. Monitor care and services. Overseeing your own care and services is critical in ensuring you receive the right care and services in the right way at the right time. One way to monitor your care is to review records kept by the provider. Because documentation can influence the quality, type, and amount of services you receive, you should periodically review the records kept by your providers for accuracy. Request your own copies of key records and keep any documents or paperwork you receive related to your care and services. Trust but verify. If your provider tells you they can't do something because the state or the rules won't let them, ask them to show you where it says in writing that something can't be done. Sometimes staff have misunderstood a regulation or mistakenly thought a rule existed when it didn't. Keep notes. You should keep your own written records of your care and services. It is particularly important to document any incidents or problems that arise and to make sure to indicate the date and time of the incident or problem, what happened, where it happened, who was involved, and their names, and what the provider said they would do about the problem or incident. Know whom to contact within the agency, facility, or system when you have questions and concerns about your care or services. Find out from the very beginning the person to turn to if you have any questions and the best way to reach them. Know what advocates are available to guide and counsel you. There are a range of advocates who can give you advice and suggestions about your care and services and answer questions free of charge. These individuals don't work for the provider and can give you unbiased information and guidance. Here is a list of some of the key advocates available in every state. First, Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Centers for Independent Living, Protection and Advocacy Services, Client Assistance Programs. Know that you can change providers if you're not happy with care or services. You do not have to continue receiving services from the same provider if that provider is not meeting your needs. You have the right to change providers at any time. However, this may not be easy if there's a lack of providers in your area or if the providers feel that they can't meet your needs. In those situations, you may have to wait a while or even consider a provider outside of your community.